Hello, hello. Listen up, all my Joey pals. If you win the Joey English Red Hot Treasure Chest in home and services, kids and pets, shows and tours, get fit and makeover, or restaurants and romance, we'll see you at our beautiful studio, downtown Palm Springs, and you'll have a chance to win passes for two up and because we love you down, the Palm Springs Aerial Tram, pstramway.com, 325-1391.
You have a choice of a day trip for two or a deposit on an international tour worth up to $200 from Steve at act-tours.com, 322-1247. A $95 90-minute psychic reading from Lalo Tachikin, lalovisions.com, 401-1810.
And you'll have a chance to spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel, and one of you will win.
CV Fog has a $500 gift certificate from Mark to sanitize and disinfect your entire house or office. Get rid of all viruses, bacteria, germs, and pathogens. Safe for adults, children, seniors, and pets. It lasts 45 to 60 days. CV-fog.com or 799-6361.
Hello, hello, Joey pals. This is Mark from CV Fog. You'll enjoy your home or office so much more after I sanitize and disinfect every inch of the whole space for you and your family and clients.
A $1,500 security system from Steve at MaximumSecurity.info, 770-0777. A $500 Revivals gift certificate where everything you buy benefits
DAPHealth.org.
RevivalsStores.com, 318-6491.
A $500 gift certificate from Oliver, family-owned Squared Construction. You can use it toward a project for your home or office, new or updated construction, 808-7550. Or go to Squared Construction, that's C-O-N-S-T, SquaredConstruction.com.
Hi, Joey Pals. This is Oliver Torres. Let my family at Squared Construction take care of all the building needs for you and your family.
And after you have become a satisfied customer of Squared Construction, then you are eligible for a one-time referral fee of $500. A $500 gift certificate for paralegal services from Gary Whitehead and Associates. Gary's prices are a fraction of what you would pay for legal fees and are completely legitimate. Save money on small claims court, evictions, uncontested divorces, wills, bankruptcies, and so much more. SanDiegoParalegal.net and 858-705-9270.
And then there's always cash, cash, cash. So whatever you do, don't miss a minute of the Joey English Show.
What happens in the Coachella Valley happens to be talked about here. That's why they call her the voice of the desert. Sit back, relax, and make sure you're wearing red and eating chocolate. Because this, friends, is the Joey English Show.
Joey.
From her Tockwitz Loft studio with a bird's eye view of beautiful downtown Palm Springs, here's Miss Joey English.
Good morning, Palm Springs. Welcome to the Joey English Show on Wednesday, February 23rd. Now let's see where we are welcoming. That's a lot of W's. Where we are welcoming you to. If you're up early at 5 o'clock, you're with us on the legendary KWXY. Been playing beautiful music for 50 years. That means you're listening on 1340 AM and 92.3 FM. And then at the end of my show at 6 o'clock, we play my music, my recordings. All about me, isn't it? Isn't that awful? Then Dan McGrath is on from 6 to 9, and he plays everybody else's music. Then when Dan's through and he's got you dancing around your house at 9 o'clock, switch over to the other iVox radio station. That would be KKGX, 920 AM, where I started 26 years ago. And 99.1 FM, and listen to, oh surprise, the Joey English Show, just so you listen to us somewhere. I want this to be the best hour of your day. And after we're through, Nigel posts everything on joeyenglish.com and my Facebook page, Please Friend Me. You got your day timers close to you?
This is Wednesday's Joey English Daily Datebook. Here's Joey.
Okay, Joey pals, Tools for Tomorrow is having a fabulous musical dinner show extravaganza. Starts at 5 o'clock with a cocktail reception and an auction. 6 to 9, dinner and a show at the Agua Caliente Casino in Rancho Mirage. Details, toolsfortomorrow.org. The Living Desert has Glow in the Park. It's an illuminated light experience. It'll start March 27th and run through April 29th. Tickets are on sale now. LivingDesert.org. DAP Health will hold a special tribute to the late humanitarian Annette Block Thursday, February 24th. That's tomorrow, 5:30 to 7:30, by invitation only on the campus. Details at DAPHealth.org. Okay, Joey Pals, look who's in the house. Lee Rice is here from
Eisenhower Health.
And she's got her monologue all ready to introduce our special guest.
Well, Joey, I'm not sure if you're aware, if your listeners are aware, but Eisenhower Health is the Valley's only not-for-profit hospital. And that means that we are most likely the largest nonprofit in the Coachella Valley. So some people
think
don't know
it.
That. And so I have someone here who is going to talk about that, talk about the different campaigns we've got going to raise money for future endeavors. And that is Wendy Bierbauer, who is the Senior Vice President for the Eisenhower Health Foundation.
Got it. Thank you, Lee.
Here's Wendy.
Thank you.
She does a good job, doesn't she?
Oh, it's so fun.
I could leave now because Lee's been with us so long. Well, she could take over.
Please don't, though.
Oh, I'm hungry. Wendy Bierbauer. I love the name. You think it's German?
Yeah, it is. I'm sure. I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Bierbauer.
Yes, there you go.
Did you marry it or were you born with
it? No, I was born with it.
Are you married?
Yes.
And then you kept it.
Yeah,
good girl.
I did indeed.
What's your married name? Smith, right?
No. It just stayed Bierbauer.
Yes. Good for you. Okay, tell us about being Eisenhower Health's Senior Vice President of the Foundation.
So the Foundation at Eisenhower is the fundraising arm of our charity. So as Lee said, it's sometimes hard to imagine a hospital system, a healthcare system as large as Eisenhower being a charity, but it is. And so we have to raise money to do what we do every day. And that includes just the daily operating expenses. We have to contribute to that. And it also means that as we grow the campus, as we add new systems, as we add new equipment, we have to raise the money for that. So it is a big job. The foundation has to carry a great deal of the water for the hospital, and the community is just so incredibly generous. It is amazing.
Starting with the Hopes years ago.
Oh, absolutely. Starting absolutely with the Hopes, who donated the 80 acres that the hospital sits on now, and really started as Bob Hope put his name on the golf tournament to raise money for the hospital. So he was really the first one who was helping to raise money for the hospital. Dolores, of course, was our first president of the hospital and chairwoman of the board for many, many years. So you're right. The hospital really started with the whole genesis of we're going to be a charity. We're going to all pitch in and make sure that we have a great quality healthcare system here in the Valley. And the Annenbergs certainly helped with that. The Hopes, the Swansons, the Kirchies, and just on and on, the Firestones, we could name on and on and on the people. But then we've now just celebrated our 50th anniversary.
Right.
And so as you think about it, the big saying that we used throughout the 50th anniversary was that we were celebrating generations of generosity.
So, isn't that pretty?
So we know that each generation as it comes is stepping forward to make sure that Eisenhower remains strong.
I have no idea of what a budget for a hospital might be for a year. Is it an amazing number? What do you have any idea?
It is an amazing number. It is probably pretty close to $1 billion.
I would think so. Yeah. A year, Joey Pals.
Yeah.
So a year.
The interesting thing and the reason that that raising money for Eisenhower is so important is that our makeup of people that are, how they're insured is a little bit different than a typical hospital.
Oh.
So a typical hospital has people that are both on Medicare, Medicaid, and also privately insured. But because of our demographics here in the Valley, the vast majority of our patients are either on Medicaid or Medi-Cal in California. So close to 80% are either on Medicare, mostly, or Medi-Cal. And a very small percentage are privately insured through Blue Cross, Blue Shield, Anthem, through their employers, those kind of things. And the reason that that's important is that Medicare reimburses at a much lower rate than a typical insurer. So I laugh and say we make half as much on twice as many patients as a typical hospital. And so it's philanthropy that makes up the difference. I mean, honestly, if not for philanthropy, Eisenhower would just be a community Medicare hospital.
We're listening to Wendy Bierbauer. So I can't imagine that you oversee all of that. Tell us exactly what you do, if you have an hour or two. Yeah.
So Michael Landis is the president of
yes.
the foundation. You
yes.
probably know Michael.
He's done our show.
And so he has given me the opportunity to oversee and work with the planned giving team. And those are the gifts that people make in their estate.
Yes.
And they make for a legacy. So then when they're thinking about who do they want to leave money to in their estate plan, or even planning ahead now for tax savings and tax avoidance in their estate, those are all plan gifts. And so the plan giving team I work with, and then also the annual giving team I work with. And these are the givers that give every year, those wonderful donors to us who are so generous and just remember us every year. And that fund just continues to go into the general needs of the hospital. And so that team I get the opportunity to work with, as well as just working with the donors here in Palm Springs. I have a huge group of donors here in Palm Springs who've stepped forward and really supported the hospital in such generous and beautiful ways.
Is something like this easier in this technological day and age? Can you reach out to everybody with cyberspace, or do you try to do it personally? I'm trying to think what would be most effective.
Yeah. For our donors, we find it most effective to be personal and to be face-to-face. And so we do a lot of events. You may have heard of our 50th anniversary event where we had Andrea Bocelli come,
yes.
And we did that at the Indian Wells Tennis Garden.
Yes.
It was such a beautiful event. We had 1,600 people there celebrating our 50th anniversary. And those kind of events just are thank you events to our donors for the most part, where we're able to just show them how much we appreciate
Lee
what they do
us
for
very
us.
Informed.
Good. I'm so glad. But you know, at that event, we also had the opportunity to launch our newest campaign. So.
I want to hear about that.
Okay. So
okay.
We'll,
curtain number one.
So
we met Wendy, and we kind of got a definition of what the Eisenhower Foundation is, what it does. And then we kind of learned what Wendy does. Now we're going to find out about the capital campaign.
Great.
Go.
Great. I will do that. I'm going to go back and do one more thing for you, and then
please.
I'm going to hit door number one with you.
Yes.
And that is, I just wanted the listeners to know, and this was a huge surprise to me today. I just found out as I was preparing for this that of all of our patients in the course of a given year, only about 2% are actually donating to the hospital. And I think a lot of that has to do with a lot of those those patients don't know that we need them to support the hospital.
And give us an idea of how many patients a year.
About 170,000.
Okay. And only 2%.
And a million patient visits. So last year we did over a million patient visits. So we have patients who are coming to see us quite often. We know how grateful they are for the care that they're receiving at Eisenhower, and yet they maybe either haven't been asked to give or they don't know.
I can believe they haven't been asked.
Well, and I don't think that people are aware. I think when they see the beautiful buildings, all the new technology, I don't think they think that this is coming from our donors. And in addition to that, we have different programs for people. So if you can't donate $1 million, you can donate $1,000, $500, whatever. And we have different programs like the Circle of Stars, who these are a group of philanthropic women who pool their money together to buy equipment. So maybe they can't donate the equipment, but they can put a little part of it in, and collectively they're changing lives. So let's go into the capital campaign.
Great, absolutely. So we have excitedly announced that we're raising $200 million to expand our cardiac and vascular services. It is obviously a huge area for us as Eisenhower. Many of our patients, most of our patients, I would even venture to say, at some point are going to need the services of a cardiologist or one of our vascular folks.
Men and women.
Men and women, absolutely. In fact, 1 in 4 deaths is caused by cardiac disease today. And so it is such an important part. And Eisenhower happens to be very, very good at it. We're one of the top 50 cardiology hospitals in the country. But things change. And technology changes, and the need grows, and our population here in the Valley is growing like crazy.
And getting older.
And needing these services. And so we need to expand our services. So we're growing in 3 areas, and I'll tell them to you very quickly because there's lots of opportunity to learn more about it on EisenhowerHealth.org/giving. But the 3 major areas are we're going to improve our cardiac rehab facility. We're going to double the size of that, where people go to work out after they've had a cardiac event to strengthen themselves and change their habits and get healthier. The second area is our Cardiac and Vascular Institute, and that's going to be a 4-story building. We're actually going to build a brand new building where our cardiologists will be together. And all the testing that our patients have to do for cardiology will be together. So EKGs and stress tests and echocardiograms and their doctors are all going to be in one building, which will be so much better for our patients.
The
so much
of the
easier.
Hospital.
It absolutely will be indeed. And then that should happen in about 2024 to 2025. That should be up and running. And that's a 75,000 square foot building where we'll be able to add 11 additional members of the cardiology team. And then the last thing is cardiovascular pavilion, and that's actually going to be inside the hospital, and that's going to be a sterile core for surgery. We're going to bring all of our cardiac and vascular surgical rooms, hybrid suites, electrophysiology labs, cath labs, together in one sterile core of the hospital and expand the number of those that we have so that it makes it easier for our patients to get service.
That's amazing.
That is. Every time you do something over there, I'm amazed at how good you guys are with space management.
Well, it's tricky, but we seem to be able to find
yes.
ways to shoehorn things in. But this is going to be a huge undertaking and an incredible setting us up for the future of cardiology well into the future.
Absolutely.
Once this is completed, we will be ready to face the future of cardiology in the Valley.
So if people within the sound of our voice, they go to EisenhowerHealth.org/giving.
Yes.
Giving.
And all the details. Tax deductible.
Absolutely.
You bet.
Isn't that exciting?
It's so
it
exciting.
It makes you want to have a heart episode.
No. We want it. We want to be there
empty.
For everybody.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I always tell everyone it's, you know, we love to see you. We don't want to see you. But if you do
if
need
you
us,
need
we're
us,
there.
You're there.
Absolutely.
And this hospital is so full of accolades, and Lee keeps us very informed.
Good, I'm so glad.
Thank you for stopping by. You're so articulate.
Aren't
you nice? She told it good, didn't she?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me. We're excited to share the information with the community.
And you'll come back. We always invite people back. Okay, it's Joey English. We wear red and we eat
chocolate.